managed to expect.
Yeah, I mean, the weather was really not a big factor. You know, I thought the flow of the game for us offensively, we were slow. You know, we were sluggish early on, and they did some good things that kind of limited what we did offensively early on, and we just had to make some adjustments and stick to our game plan. But offensively, I know we got to be better. We got to be better, and starting off sluggish like that, two straight weeks, we got to get that cleaned up.
When you guys, though, get the opportunity to get those strikes, what is it about this offense, even the defenses, but this team overall, when they have the ability to find a striker, get that opportunity, take advantage of it, you guys did it again today.
Yeah. I mean, that's huge. That's a huge, huge part of the game. Jalen's pick six, I mean, that's huge. That's a huge momentum swing, and that's the one thing good teams find a way to win ball games, even when they play sluggish like we did offensively. But the ability to have those big plays, like Alshon's touchdown, that's just a big part of this team. You know, we're a big play team, and we're going to need those.
When you talked about, to a manner, but I talked about not wanting to overlook San Francisco and to a man that they did that as well. You mentioned about how wired this team is wired. Just think about the one-week approach and not overlooking teams, and you did it again today.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of just our approach every week is just go 1-0. Go 1-0, study the tape, don't get caught up in all the outside noise, good and bad, and just try and go 1-0 for the week and have the same preparation day in and day out. And, you know, I thought we did that. We just, again, we're kind of sluggish today, but we'll be better.
I imagine as a teenager, you know, Bismarck, Salsa, weather, what was the conditions like out there and how that?
Yeah, the conditions weren't bad, honestly. Early when we came out pregame warm-up, it was raining pretty good. But after that, the conditions were, in my opinion, kind of a non-factor. Again, we just never really got in the rhythm.
Alshon was saying that he might have run the wrong route on that touchdown. Is that true?
Or no. We were communicating before the play. He was thinking it was a different route, but I told him right before the snap, so we were on the same page.
Carson, a couple players pointed to in practice, they said it's been more competitive this year, more competitive periods. Do you agree with that, and has that made a difference in the overall approach?
For sure. Even going back to OTAs and training camp, that was the biggest thing we stressed, was everything was a competition to some extent. Shoot, we were doing stuff in the weight room competitively, you know, out in when we do agility drills or whatever, and then that would carry over into practice too. So that just building that competitive style of play and really everybody, I think, has paid dividends.
Carson, when you don't make a good throw, I've seen this is my thing. You always come back and get this. Today was a few throws. I can see it in the light. How do you get through that and get over it?
Yeah.
Get to the next play?
You know, it's next play mentality. Honestly, when you play this much, you're going to miss some throws, and that's it kind of ticks me off right away, but it's just on to the next. It's on to the next, and I know I still have confidence in myself. Coach still has confidence that we'll make the throw the next play. And, again, there's a handful of them tonight that or this afternoon that I definitely want it back. But, yeah, that's the way it goes sometimes.
What happened on the interception? Were you looking for Mac Collins?
Yeah, Mac and I were just not on the same page, plain and simple. And, that was a big play for their defense, kind of put our defense in a hole there. But, yeah, we just got to be on the same page.
What would you say about like the offensive line play? I mean, first game without Jason Peters, yeah. It seemed like you were hit quite a bit. But
yeah, I got to go back and watch the tape on that, honestly. Again, early on, San Fran was doing some different things that we weren't necessarily expecting. So we just had to, you know, make some adjustments and do some different things. So I got to go back and watch the film. But, you know, nothing really jumps out as far as Big V's play. So I would assume that's a good thing. I would assume that's a good thing. So we'll go back and watch the tape and evaluate that.
It's the midpoint of the season. How would you assess the bar right now?
Well, being 7-1, you know, we like that. You know, we like that. That's a good place to be. You know, I think it's something we just got to keep building. There's a lot of things that we got to keep cleaning up. I know personally that's the same way, both physically and then mentally with some of the protection things tonight. We just got to keep building. But being 7-1, that's a good place to be.
The air and the offense, he has a running successful run today. How much was the factor for the running game today, especially given how the turf may have been and how it would have affected it?
Yeah, I mean, LeGarrette's a big part of this offense, you know, every week. And just his running style, I think, especially in a weather like today, bodes well for him. And, you know, he's tough to bring down, and he makes some unbelievable plays. He's far more athletic than you'd expect for a guy his size. So I love seeing that guy in the open field and making guys miss running through tackles, and he's just a big part of what we do.
The Alshon touchdown looked like the DB was in good position, but he's still doing so. Is that an example of when he's opening on himself?
Exactly. You know, it's been having a guy like Aljon. You know, I think we've missed a couple of those throughout this season. So when we finally hit that one today, I was just super excited because, I mean, I just got to give that guy a chance to make plays sometimes, and he did the rest. He went up and got that ball, broke some tackles, got in the end zone, and that's why we brought him here. We brought him here to make those big plays, and I was happy for him to make that tonight.
As you go home tonight, which throws can bother you the
most? There's a handful of them. There's a handful of them. I definitely want back, and again, I'll go back and watch the tape, and I don't know if I'd say one in particular. Obviously, the interception put us in a bad position defensively, but those are things we got to just keep getting ironed out. But yeah, missed a handful of them.
Can you take us through the Zach Ertz touchdown, how we got that wide open in the back of the end zone?
Yeah, it was a great play call. Great play design with the rollout. We had guys in the flat, and so he just snuck behind the linebackers there, and he was wide open. So it was really, really just a good play call.
All right, thanks, Carson.
Thanks, everybody.